The city of Airdrie will see two of its parks come to life this year, including the Northeast Regional Park as well as Gwashion Park within Nose Creek Park. Phase 1 of Airdrie's Nay Regional Park was set into motion during the April 2 Council meeting, where the park's master plan was presented. The first phase consists of approximately 22 acres and includes the opening of the park for parking, a pathway loop, skating loop, community garden, temporary parks operations and washrooms, benches, picnic areas, a kiosk, and an entry plaza. Construction is scheduled to begin in Q2 with an estimated completion of Q4. The remaining regional park land will not be open to the public as they will continue to be leased for ranch and farm activities until the next phases are developed. The park will be developed from west to east, with no dates attached to its 7 phases, spanning over 10 years. The master plan concept design was previously presented to council following community engagement to identify what the new park should entail. The concept plan organizes heavier recreation space to the east, natural areas in the middle and cultural event space to the west, intertwined with trails connecting each area. The park hasn't got a name yet, but I think it has to be significant, it has to be special, it has to be a destination park. Ernie Webster, a landscape architect and urban designer from Arcadis Calgary, told councillors during this week's meeting. While he said the identity of the city of Airdrie should be incorporated, identifying features of the park should also be considered. The amenities planned within the 185-acre parcel park include an Indigenous roots area, trails, civic events, arts, and culture space, inclusive adventure and accessible play space, East End multi-use sports fields and baseball diamonds, social and passive gathering spaces, disc golf, operations and maintenance space, signs for wayfinding, interpretation, and education, arrival entry signage, community gardens, a space for dogs, and different options such as a skateboard park, BMX pump track, or a memorial walk. There is space as demand grows for perhaps a facility that really focuses on youth, Webster said. He said the Airdrie BMX Club expressed interest in relocating to this area. We overlaid a full-size tournament competition-level BMX track, similar to the one in Airdrie now, but with a lot more room for parking and infrastructure that they need as that sport really grows, and perhaps there are economic spin-offs that can come with such a growing popular sport. Cown. Ron Chapman said they hadn't previously seen a BMX track included in the plan, and confirmed that nothing in the plan is set in stone. Webster agreed, adding that a campground concept was removed after many residents expressed their opposition, and finding it wasn't feasible due to space and safety. A transportation study for the park anticipates around 1,200 vehicles per day for the park, split between 40% to the west and 60% to the east. About 300 parking stalls are planned on the west side, 150 on the north side, and over 700 to the east, with space for future transit stops and drop-off zones. Reports have been completed for servicing and utilities, which will inform design decisions. Electrical upgrades will be done on the east side. Interim water and sanitary services may be required in the first 3 phases, but water services won't be extended to the park until phase 4, and bioretention areas will be retained on site. Upgrades to Gwashion Park. Council also approved planned upgrades to Gwashion Park to enhance its cultural elements and align it with the intent of the Gwashion Scroll when the park was established. Gwashion Park was developed to celebrate and honor the relationship between Airdrie and Gwashion City, South Korea. The upgrades include the addition of 4 benches for cultural significance as well as a hongsalmin, an arch, indicating guests are entering a sacred place. The upgrade includes new plants, landscaping, and the relocation of a flagpole. Plantings will reflect the original scroll, such as wheatgrass, Alberta rosebushes, hibiscus, natural edible plants, and colorful perennials. The relationship between the two cities began in 1997 through the English as a Second Language Homestay Study Program. For 11 years, Airdrie managed this program to allow for 70 students from Gwashion City to come to Airdrie for 3 weeks in the summer, and 2 weeks in the winter. the program came to an end due to challenges securing host families, and a lack of dormitory-style accommodations. The Korean ancestor poles, or jongseong, in Korean, were gifted through this relationship, and the proceeds from the ESL program funded the development of Gwasheon Park in Airdrie. The jongseong were recently rehabilitated. Gwasheon City has an Airdrie Park that was sponsored by a sister Rotary Club in Gwasheon, which is being refurbished to be completed by August 2024.